you change all your new beginnings. Rattle your chains, all you chosen ones. Rattle your chains, all your failures competing. And shine, shine on, steady as a killer's hand. Creatures and kings, lynch mob taciturn.
Was Rattle Your Chains from the album Wildfire, recently released by Ben Rogers on the Still Records label. This is his third solo album and was produced by Dallas Green. I spoke with Ben over Skype. Ben, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, I started playing when I was about 8 years old, playing piano, and I hated it. I did grow up in a musical family, but didn't find my own way in music until a bit later, till my mid-teens, and picked up a guitar, and then pretty much as soon as I could play about three chords, I hopped on stage, which probably wasn't the best idea, but I started learning right away. So,
do you have a favorite guitar, one that you love more than all the rest?
I do. It's this Gibson Songbird, and it's kind of a love-hate relationship with it, really. It has a big hole in it, and a few holes in it, but it's got a lot of character, and I can't play it at the moment because the action is so high.
You released your first solo album, Lost Stories, in 2013, The Blood Red Yonder in 2015, and your most recent record, Wildfire, just last month.
Yeah.
How do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
How's it evolved? I got older. And I think I use more guitar pedals now than I used to. But the natural evolution of life, I think I sort of had tapped into a certain brand of Americana earlier and became sort of entranced by a different form of it in the past few years, which led to this record.
Is there a theme to the songs on this collection?
Is there a theme? I think, you know, rebirth, disconnect, death, but revival, and those are all themes that I think run through the songs.
You worked with Dallas Green and his label Still Records on this album. What was it like working with him?
Oh, it's the best experience of my life, I think. He was just, you know, and continues to be, not only a great friend, but, a very nurturing, inspiration in my life. And, it was just an explosive experience. I think I can speak for the whole band, you know, it was unlike any other experience I've ever had.
I also love the cover art for the album. Who came up with the concept for that?
I did.
Wow.
And then I had to, then I realized I had to execute it once I kind of became hooked on the idea. I actually, my friend Elliot had a backyard piano fire, and I asked him if he had any shots of it, and he said, no, he didn't. And so I was like, well, okay, I'll just make my own piano fire. So I had to get it there myself, though. So I had to gut the piano and kind of take it apart. And my brother actually helped me for a bit of it. But once I got to that location where we shot it, I was kind of on my own and had to set the whole thing up. And so it was a fun cover to shoot. I won't do it ever again, though.
What can you tell me about your song, Steady Going Nowhere?
What can I tell you? Well, here's where, I mean, listening to a song and writing a song are sort of subversive activities, right? I don't want to spoil the song by talking about it too much, you know? I'd like to leave some of it up to the listener to create their own meaning behind it. But I think I can say that it is about street life in Vancouver and what it's like to survive that daily. And I actually wrote it initially about Leonard Peltier because he was arrested and extradited back to the United States on a false affidavit. And so I thought about him, and eventually the song kind of took a different turn, and I sort of abandoned him as the subject and made it a bit the subject a bit more universal, I guess.
From this no man's wasteland, free falling.